Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 1 John 3:1, he said, behold, look, what manner of love, what kind of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not. They don't know what we are. They don't know who we are, what we are, because we don't necessarily look like it right now. Hadn't always acted like it, because it didn't recognize Him either. Verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God. You're not going to turn into a saint after you die. You're a son of God now. You've been made holy now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now your body didn't get born again. Your body is still in its fallen state. And it's aging. And it gets old and it dies. Don't let that bother you. The inner man is not aging and decaying. The inner man is renewed. Have you read about it? Day by day. And the Lord's made provision even for this body to be glorified and become immortal, incorruptible. He said, when He shall appear, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we'll be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. The amazing thing is that He has made us in His own image and likeness. We have been made like unto the Christ, the Son of God. He's the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. And we don't fully look like it now or sound like it, but there's coming a time when our very bodies are going to be glorified just like His glorious body. Philippians tells us this. Oh, hallelujah. And we will appear more like Him. Glory to God. We'll see Him as He is. Verse 3, and every man that has this hope in him, it has the effect that you want to separate yourself from ungodly and unclean things. Why? Because you have a realization of who you are and what you are, and that you shouldn't be entangled with stuff like that. Have you understand? Sons of God have got no business with works of the devil or works of darkness. Here's one of the great truths that I believe the Spirit of God's ministering to us in this series. If you believe you're nothing, you'll act like it. If you believe you're someone, you have value, you're significant and important, you'll act like it. These two things, if you believe you are worthless, you're nothing to anybody, if maybe just a drag on their life, you'll act worthless. You'll sabotage your own life. And that's why the enemy is continually trying to convince you of how useless and worthless you are. He's a liar. I said he's a liar and a defeated foe. Don't believe what your enemy tells you. Believe what your God tells you. Believe what your Father tells you. You are somebody because He has made you somebody. Not that I've made something of myself. I'm somebody forever because I'm somebody to Him. Come on, do you believe that the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Almighty who sits on the throne, if He says, calls your name and says, they're mine. Hallelujah. Reckon the angels notice that? Yeah. Reckon all the fallen beings know that? If He says, they're mine, that's a child of mine, that's a son of mine. Amen. And they have a forever place in my kingdom to rule and reign with me. I've made them so, I've authorized them so. You reckon that matters? Yes. That makes you somebody.
Yes.
Come on, say I'm somebody. I'm somebody. Why are you somebody? Because you're somebody to Him.
Amen.
That's what makes you somebody. I guess it's been a couple of years ago now, the Lord gave us a series called Precious in His Sight. If you weren't with us for that, I think it'd be worth your time to get into it, because it talks about what your identity is in. If you think my physical ability is the main thing that gives me value, well, what's going to happen when you get older? And it wanes some. If you think, well, my looks is what makes me so valuable, well, you're not always going to look like that, honey. if you say, well, it's my money that makes me value, what if you lose your money? What if you don't have that position? If your identity is in things that are temporary, it's only a matter of time until you're going to be shaken and unstable. The thing that gives you value is your value to Him. And that doesn't change. That's not going away. Not in this life, not in the next. Come on, say it out loud. I'm somebody. To Him, the Creator. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have a relationship with Him. I'm reconciled to Him. I wasn't always. I was outside. But because of what Jesus did and me receiving Him, now I'm in. I'm not out. I'm in. Go to Ephesians 2, please. Ephesians 2 and 11. Ephesians 2, 11. I'm reading in the NIV, New International. It says, therefore, remember that formerly, you who are Gentiles by birth, that's most all of us, and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men, remember that at that time, you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, and without God in the world. This describes every lost person on the planet right now. And it is an utterly hopeless situation. And I know people may think, you know, they're doing good. Remember Revelation, he talked about individuals that said, I'm rich and I'm this. Now he said, no, you don't know how poor you are and how blind you are. Without God, you got nothing. You're about to find out. Everybody will find out when they breathe their last. But God made a covenant with Abraham and his seed. And those, you know, those outside of that had no covenant. Remember David, when he faced the giant? What was his name?
Goliath.
Among other things, David's just a boy. And this guy is a giant, not figuratively speaking. He's huge. And he's been a warrior from his youth. I mean, he was so big and bad that the bravest men in the army of Israel, nobody would volunteer to fight him. Nobody. This had gone on for weeks and weeks. Everybody was scared of this guy. And David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What's he saying? Oh yeah, he's big, but he's a no covenant nobody. Oh yeah, he's big. He's got the muscle. He's got the brawn. He's got the big shield. He's got the big spear. But what he doesn't have is God. No God. Right? Basically, he's saying, I got God. The reason I know it, God was with me with that bear. God was with me with that lion. And he'll be with me with this big lug, this uncircumcised Philistine. You know, it matters what you call your problem. You don't need to exalt your problem and reverence your problem. You need to despise your problem. Right? Oh, it's awful. It's such and such. And you know all the Latin names, and you go in this big spiel. No, it's nothing before the power of God. Nothing before God. No covenant, nobody. But the thing is, we also were no covenant, nobodies. Without God. Now this gets into some things that many are confused about. Have you heard people quote the phrase often, God is in control? God is in control. God is in complete control. God's total control. Well, if you're talking about God's power is holding the planets together and gravity and making the stars to shine and ultimately his plan to come to pass, then yes. But if you're saying God's controlling everything that everybody's doing on the planet and God's perfect plan, everything that's happening to people is the perfect plan of God, absolutely not. The truth is, many on the planet are without God. That's the problem. God is not in their business. And in that void, the enemy fills it with death and destruction. Without God in the world. So it's not that God is controlling every aspect of their terrible life. The problem is God's not in it because they haven't invited him. Do you remember Revelation? Where he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You remember that?
Yes.
Revelation 3:20. Don't turn there. Revelation 3:20. Behold, Jesus said, the Lord said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. Is God inside already? Is he controlling everything inside with you already?
No.
No, he's outside your life until and unless you invite him in. Handle's on the inside of this door. Some say, well, he's God. He's controlling everything. He is almighty. He is all powerful. But in his wisdom, he's chosen to allow us the free will and the choice of whether we want him in our life or whether we don't.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.